you know, RenderMan is used by most of the major studios to do their effects work, and so hence they have no ray tracing capacity as well. And we all use this basic environment map or texture map or, you know, various, you know, techniques to make it look like that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. You mentioned radiosity. That's a whole to follow on your question about, you know, what new things could rendering algorithms do. That's a whole other area that mm-hmm. our technique, our rendering system doesn't have, and could be brought to, you know, to again become, you know, computationally efficient, and hence we could all start using that kind of stuff. You know, it's part of the whole. I mean, there are researchers out there that are looking at the global illumination problem, which is, yes, you know, is like even beyond radiosity, trying to solve. You know, it solves, you know, basically solves the ultimate real problem out there. You know, in terms of the real world, what's light doing? How's it interacting with objects and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. So if rendering could solve that problem, then we could get, you know, become closer and closer to photoreal looking scenes, whether we want them in our films or not. Yes. That becomes a artistic decision, if exactly. you will. Yes. But if the rendering system was there to do that, then when we wanted to do some of those effects, we could.